This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump calls her bad news and a total phony. The former White House aide who told the House January 6th committee that Donald Trump was angry and defiant that day.
Cassidy Hutchinson was at the Ellipse when the president was set to address backers whom he had been told were armed. He didn't care, ordering the Secret Service to remove metal detectors and, quote, let my people in.
They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
After the speech, the president wanted to go to the Capitol. When lead Secret Service agent Robert Engel refused, Hutchinson says a White House official told her the president lunged for his limo steering wheel. Engel grabbed his arm.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
But a source tells the AP that Engel, the agent who is driving the presidential SUV, and Trump security official Tony Ornato are willing to testify that no agent was assaulted and Donald Trump never lunged for the steering wheel. Now to what the U.S. is doing as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. America is boosting its military presence in Europe. President Biden announced that this morning. He's at a NATO summit in Madrid. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Biden says the U.S. is establishing a permanent headquarters in Poland, sending two additional F-35 fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., and will send more air defense and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. The U.S. is also beefing up military assets in Romania and the Baltic region.
Authorities in San Antonio are having trouble identifying some of the 51 migrants found dead in that sweltering tractor trailer. Some had no identifying documents on them. The price of gas is dropping, but it's still 25 cents higher than a month ago. $4.86 this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to Ohio.
A massive Intel Corporation semiconductor operation being called the Silicon Heartland is a boon for Ohio, but displaced residents have mixed feelings. In his State of the Union address, President Joe Biden applauded a decision by Intel Corporation to build a $20 billion semiconductor operation east of Columbus on
1,000 empty acres of land.
85-year-old Tressie Corsi of Johnstown says that was painful to hear.
I cried. Of course I cried.
Ohio officials and Intel say the project could result in up to 3,000 jobs. Tressie Corsi sold her home but remains disappointed.
Happiness that we had, that's what really hurts.
But for diner owner Tiffany Hollis, the project is the cost of progress.
Every convenience that we have, someone sacrificed something for it.
Intel expects semiconductor production to be online by 2025. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.